Transition Radio from San Diego, exploring the world of change with you. Are you ready to take your life to a new level? Join transition coaches and best-selling authors Paula Shaw and Kendi Foster as they explore strategies to navigate changes in health, relationships, money, career, and so much more. Get the information and tools to make your life smoother, easier, and more productive. And now, your hosts, Paula Shaw and Kendi Foster.
Welcome to Transition Radio. This is Ken Foster and my co-host Paula Shaw. And today we are going to have so much fun. We're going to be talking about how to survive vacations.
How to survive the family vacation.
Yes, yes. Yeah, that's right, right. And, you know, and then how to transition back into the workspace. So we'll be talking a little bit about that too. So, wow, Paula, you just got back from a vacation.
I did.
How did you survive?
Actually, very well, because at this point in life, I was accompanied by my 32-year-old daughter and my 29-year-old son. So that means I didn't have to cook every single meal. They helped with things. They were fun. In fact, we went into Yosemite one day, and I sat in the back seat like the kid. And my daughter drove, and my son sat in the front. Wow. So it was, it was restful. It was fun. I really got to experience what a vacation is supposed to be.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people, I think, have a fantasy around vacation. They think,
totally.
You're right?
You know, oh, yeah.
It's kind of the Disney World of vacations. It's going to be, and you know, everything's going to flow easy. It's going to be great. There won't be any problems.
Right.
And in fact, I think we set ourselves up when we think that way because we have false expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And people can fall from those expectations. And then all of a sudden, they're in a place where they didn't want to be. You know, the vacations take a lot of time and effort and planning.
There's work in preparing, right? There's work in planning, preparing.
But does work have to be hard and stressful and, you know, the planning part?
Right.
You know, I think a lot of people think, whoa, it's going to be this hard work and and they make it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's true. That is true.
You know, some of it is hard, but I think in my experience, when I'm in a calm place, it can be joyful.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Everything can be. I mean, anything can be. And I think, like everything else in life, right? It's the attitude that you approach it with that creates the experience.
I think you're right.
You know, it's definitely when you're packing for the family vacation or planning or doing the driving or whatever you're doing, that's when go with the flow is a critical little mantra for everybody. You know, just be present, just go with what happens. Remember, life is in session and life is never perfect.
You know, and I don't know about you, Paula, but I know I've had a lot of challenges on vacations where, you know, I remember being out in Lake Powell and the houseboat we're on breaks down, right?
Oh,
in the middle of the, you know, and we got all the guys back there. Everybody who thinks they're a mechanic is back there trying to figure it out, right?
Right.
You know, and so some people just handle it with ease and grace, and other, remember, you know, some of the guys are stressed out, worried about things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and some of them were not even non-committal. Just like, oh, okay, somebody else to handle it.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
It's all about attitude, though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And, and I think, you know, we have to overcome the expectations that are created by the fantasy of the family vacation, right? Because you have this fantasy of how it should be. It's kind of like Christmas.
Right.
You know, when you have this fantasy about your Christmas should be like the Courier and Ives thing, then anything short of that becomes a disappointment. But if you don't have that expectation, if that fantasy isn't there and you're just ready to live into whatever comes, then I think you can really have a wonderful time.
You know, that it's easy for us to talk about it. It's very difficult to do. I think a lot of us have a challenge just letting things flow. It's like, I want to control it all. I don't know about you, Paula. But
actually, I kind of like giving up control when I'm on vacation. I just say, you guys lead me. I'll go.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, I'm being silly about it. But, you know, a lot of people do want to control everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that that can lead to a lot of disharmony, right?
Yes.
Disharmony. So in disharmony, what does that create if you're trying to have a vacation? What are you taking a vacation from? I think that's a good question,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and I hear stories all the time from my clients, and certainly I've lived those experiences too, where we set ourselves up for those unmet expectations, and then we end up, you know, reacting rather than responding to what happened. And, you know, it's like we were saying, every moment in life is really an opportunity to grow somehow, to become more of who we are and who we want to be. Uh-huh. And a lot of times we're dragged kicking and screaming to those opportunities because we'd like it to be easy. We'd like it to be perfect. But that doesn't mean it isn't still a valuable opportunity when it isn't perfect. If we look for what's the growth there, what's the lesson?
Well, I can't agree with you more, because for the last few decades, I've been introspecting and looking on how I can improve mentally, emotionally, physically, with my body, spiritually. And what that's led to is a lot of happiness in a lot of areas of life. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'm going to read a quote here out of this book. It's called In the Sanctuary of the Soul, A Guide to Effective Prayer. There's a quote here. It says, if you possess health and wealth but have trouble with everybody, including yourself, yours is not a successful life. Existence becomes futile if you cannot find happiness. Isn't that the truth?
Mm.
Isn't that what we're all seeking, is a little more happiness, especially on vacation?
Mm-hmm.
It comes down to what brings us happiness.
Right.
Right?
And what blocks us from it?
Well, we can start there. What does block us from it? And then let's go into what brings it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think one of the things that blocks it is what we were just saying, expectations. Mm-hmm. Another thing, you know, that people don't often really think about is that when we're on vacation, we're away from everything that's familiar, you know, and that's a stressor. Mm. Whether we realize it or not, we may be excited about where we're going, but we don't have our familiar bed, our familiar food, our familiar places we like to go. And that can really become a stressor for a lot of people.
Yeah, I just going to a restaurant that we've never been before, right? That can be a stressor, okay?
Right. We may look forward to it because we've never been there.
That's right.
But if the food's not good or the service is terrible, suddenly now we, and in a way, it's like an opportunity, right? Because you can either really get reactive and start, you know, moaning and complaining and about this terrible experience and the money you wasted, or you can say, wow, that wasn't as much as we thought it was, it wasn't as great as we hoped, and move on.
Exactly. So I think what we're talking about here, Paula, is how to master our minds, because our mind is filled with lots of thoughts that are passing through everybody's mind.
Right.
Right. Thoughts of, you know, judgment or possibly criticism, sometimes critiquing, sometimes love, sometimes joy, sometimes happiness. But all of this is floating out there. And really it comes down to, what are we going to focus on?
Right. Right. Because we have those choices in every moment, don't we? Whether we're on vacation or not. You know, it's always, what do we want to magnify? Because as I always remind myself and tell my clients as well, whatever we focus on, we feed energy to. And whatever you feed energy to is going to grow. So what do you want to grow? You know, do you want to grow the things that are making you unhappy, or do you want to grow that which does make you happy? And if you do, then you want to put focus and energy on that and amplify that.
So I'll give our listeners a little exercise to do. So, you know, all of us have families, you know, most of us have families, and, you know, whether it's spiritual family or blood families, whatever, we have families.
Right.
And you know, in those families, there's always the one that's a little crazy. There's always one that likes to gossip. There's always one that likes to create a little drama, right? Can anybody relate? There's always the loving, gentle, kind one. There's usually the cook. Somebody loves to cook. You know, they have different talents in our families.
The one who is the obsessive cleaner.
The obsessive cleaner. Or the controller, you know. They always got to have the controller. Or maybe the angry person that gets angry or upset all the time.
Good point.
Okay, we always have those
maybe
people.
Maybe the one that abuses substances.
They might, the substance abuser. You know, most families have one or those, you know, dealing with alcohol or drugs or something. You
absolutely.
Know? And then there's the one that are ill or sick, you know, that are complaining.
Oh,
or,
yeah.
You know, right. because chronically they're suffering. Ill. They're the chronic complainers. There's a lot of people out there, right?
Yep.
Okay. So how do you manage that? How do you manage that with your mind?
Can't wait to hear this.
Well, okay. So I'm gonna give a couple tips that I do. Okay. First thing I do before I go on any vacation is I make a point to be in stillness. Be still, be calm, be free of thought for a while. That's number one. Number two is that if I have judgments about somebody or criticisms or critiques, I really don't want to bring that on vacation with me, right? I don't think most people do.
No.
What's the point? I want to be free from that. So if there's some release work that I need to do, if I need to make an inventory, like I get it out of my head, I'll write it on paper. Yeah, this one, you know, I resent this and that and this one hurt me there. I do that as an exercise just to get clear, right? And then the third step is I want to see the best in everybody. I just want to see their best. I don't want to focus on what they did last year. The past is gone, okay? It's gone. I want to focus on their talents, their brilliance. I want to see God in them. I want to see their brilliance, their joy, their happiness. And I want to focus on that. Now, is that easy to do? No way.
Right.
No way. It takes work. It's like building a muscle. And, you know, but I've been practicing this for years now. And it's gotten easier and easier and easier. And I really, and if I see something critical or negative, my mind wants to go, oh, this jerk or this, I immediately reel it back in and start looking for the goodness in individuals. So that's the number one tip. We got a whole bunch more tips coming up in our next segment.
Can't wait to hear the others.
Stay tuned.
We'll be right back.
We'll be back with Transition Radio and your hosts, Paula Shaw and Kendi Foster. Would you like to help someone in need to move from poverty to prosperity? Stars of Courage, a 501c3 nonprofit, is looking for established life coaches with experience in education and career mentorship to build confidence and create clear paths to success. Join our team of experienced coaches in a wide variety of fields, equipped with warm hearts with a passion for lifting up those in need. Our Stars of Courage. Find out how you can make a difference at starsofcourage.org. That's starsofcourage.org. We're back with Transition Radio, exploring the world of change. And now, here's your hosts, Paula Shaw and Ken D. Foster.
Welcome back to Transition Radio. Paula Shaw here with my co-host, Ken D. Foster, and we are all about vacations today.
We are, and I'm so happy we're on Mondays now. Is that amazing?
No, it's true. Mondays at 7 p.m.
Right, in San Diego on AM 1170. Well, we're talking about
vacations. Surviving the family vacation is really the topic of today. And in our last segment, we were talking about all the different personalities that we deal with in families, right? You know, we've got the pushy one, the passive one, the complaining one, the alcoholic, the this, the that. We all have those people to deal with in our lives. And when we go on vacation, we like take all of those characters and confine them in an area, which when you think about it is really a crazy concept. Whoever came up with vacation anyway. But one of the things that I was struck with, Ken, when you were talking about how you like to take that quiet time and just kind of bring yourself to a more peaceful place with everybody, a loving place, before you get in a car with them for hours.
And I'll just mention that this is an ongoing practice.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's not a one-time quiet time.
I
take breaks throughout the vacation in my quiet time.
You know, one of the things that occurred to me when last week on my vacation, we actually had the fortuitous, incredible occurrence of running into some of our family members that we never get to see, who were staying in the same place, and we didn't know they were coming, and they didn't know we were coming that same week. So it was incredible.
How joyful that is.
It really was.
That's
had
great.
Some wonderful times together. The guys were great, helping my son with fishing and all that, because he hadn't been back up there in 15 years. But one of the things that struck me—
For those of you that just joined us, Paula just got back from vacation in Silver Lake, which is in California,
in the high Sierras. It was beautiful. But one of the things that struck me was they were all staying in a large cabin, and there were 10 of them, and they had one bathroom. Another one of those family vacation things that can happen, right?
Right.
You have one bathroom, you have 10 people—
Right.
That, you know, automatically.
And this, by the way, didn't you tell me none of them had learned to share? Is this a sharing experience? No, I'm just playing.
Oh, they were experts at sharing.
They
by
were
the time
expert.
That
they would have
done.
To be experts at sharing.
People
one bathroom.
Were showering at like 11:30, one in the afternoon, because you know you couldn't get in the morning.
Right.
But one of the things it reminded me of is Joan Borisenko, who is an amazing woman, written many books. She's an MD and got a zillion other degrees. Joan Borisenko tells a story about having a contentious relationship with her mother all her life. It was just a difficult relationship. But she said in the moment of her mother's death, the room actually began to glow before her eyes, and she had this amazing insight. And what she realized with that was that her mother, even though this had not been a pleasant relationship, her mother had been the most important person in her life because she provided the resistance against which Joan had to push to become who she was meant to be. And isn't that an amazing concept, that maybe those people in our lives that are driving us crazy, or that we think we can't take having to deal with one more day, one more time, are actually providing us the greatest service because they're helping us to grow into the ultimate version of what we can be.
That was just beautifully said. And I can sure relate to that in my own life, where I have family members that I would blame for my feelings. Yeah, right. You can relate.
Of course.
And this one is pressing my button. Okay. Well, the key there was my button.
My button. Whose button is it?
Whose button is it? And as soon as I became aware and became conscious, because you have to become conscious of that, then I could look at myself and ask the question, what would a person have to believe to have that person push that button? And so as I kept, and that's a question I ask myself to this day. Somebody pushes my button, I'd say, what does that somebody have to believe? And I try to make it in third person, because it takes it outside of this personalized ego that wants to blame and shame everybody. What does somebody have to believe to have that reaction, right? And when we can get in touch with that, we can transcend that with our own consciousness. And again, go back to, okay, you know, is this how I want to feel every time I'm around that person?
Right.
Okay. See, here's what I found. If you think right, you feel right. It's not the opposite. You're not going to feel right and then think right.
Yeah.
Okay. See, I think people have that mixed up. But if you think right, you feel right. And then if you feel right, you'll make good choices, and then you'll take good actions, right? Because you're feeling like calm or joyful or happy or grateful that now you see it wasn't about that person pushing my button. It was they were there, like you said, to lift me up, lift my spirit up, and help me be all I can be.
You know, among the tips that you were sharing, Ken, about ways we can deal with all the personalities and the things that come up on family vacations and family interactions, you know, whether it's holidays or whatever. We were talking the other day about how sometimes people feel like if somebody hurts their feelings, mm-hmm. they really need to say, that hurt me, you know, right. like I was sharing a client story with you right. and said yeah. the client
or
felt.
Or you owe me an apology. Or,
exactly. Yeah. You know, we need to talk about that.
We need to talk about that. Yeah. How dare you hurt my feelings?
Exactly. But, and you suggested a different perspective that I really love and I think would be great to share with our listeners, that rather than going to that place of being injured and wounded and wronged.
Yeah. And wronged and kind of a victim.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, right?
Totally.
A big victim. you know, instead of going to that place, wouldn't it be better to just, when somebody says something to you that you don't like, I suggest that you look and say, that's interesting. You know, that's interesting. Gary Douglas from Access Consciousness would put it, that's an interesting point of view.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other thing I would say is that cancel clear. If somebody's bringing something that I don't want to hear, I just say to myself, oh, cancel clear. It doesn't apply to me. That's their stuff, right? But so many times we take it on as our stuff.
And grow it then, right?
Then
because we give it more energy.
Oh,
and just
yeah.
like we were just saying. So it's going to grow.
Somebody says something mean to you, and then you think, wow, you know, that's happened before. That person's this and that. They're such a, you know, whatever, right? We start exacerbating in our mind.
Right. Expanding it.
And then we start to think, wow, maybe I can get revenge on this person.
Oh, yeah. Over the revenge mode. That's
now
always
we grow
a good
more.
One. Right.
And
that's
with
right.
revenge comes, you know, let's deepen, let's excite, let's get that anger moving in us even more. Mm-hmm. Then let's go tell somebody about it, right?
Well,
let's go get some people on our side to say that person's a jerk,
exactly.
right?
Exactly.
Let's go do that. Now let's go gossip about that person. Mm-hmm. Right? And this goes on in families all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But what if we stopped all that? We just thought, that's interesting. Okay, they said that to me. I wonder, maybe they're suffering. Maybe they're hurting. Maybe they're not seeing me the way that they should.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, or could. But we don't have to start to take our mind and go in all these other directions.
Exactly.
Right?
And, I think if we come from the perspective that everyone's doing the best they can with the level of consciousness that they have.
Right.
And that they are different from us, and thank goodness, because if we were all the same, it would be a Stepford world, and I think we'd all get bored to death.
Right.
But if we can keep telling ourselves that nobody's, what is that great line? You've said it before. Nothing is happening to you. Everything
happening
is happening for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that if we come from that perspective, even if somebody's being unpleasant, even if somebody's actually hurting your feelings, if rather than growing that and growing the hurt and resentment, we can come from, what can I learn from this?
Exactly. And maybe what you learn is you need boundaries. Maybe you need to step back from that person.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you need to, you know, distance yourself. Maybe you need to look at that person and maybe they need encouragement.
Right.
You know, maybe you need to see in them what they can't see for themselves. I can't tell you how many clients I've turned around where we're talking, I'm on a coaching call with them, you know, and I work with business owners all the time on coaching. So I'm working with a business owner and he's talking about an employee that's not doing their job and they're falling short and they're getting ready to fire them. And I say to the owners, you know, I'll say, well, why don't you, before you fire them, why don't you look at them and what would happen if you believed in them until they could believe in themselves?
Mm-hmm.
What if you helped them set up some new goals? What if you helped them get a coach themselves?
Mm-hmm.
What if you helped them to inspire them with daily motivation of some kind that would really take that person and take them to the next level? How would that be? I can't tell you how many people have done that. And the person doesn't get fired. What a lot of times happens is they've been put in positions where they failed and the employer will see the best of them and find out their gifts, their talents, their abilities and move them in another position and they excel.
Yeah.
But as long as they were looking for their faults.
Oh, yeah.
And judging them and criticizing
that's
them.
That's what's
and they
up.
Were they were right about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because you got to be right about it. You're going to fire somebody, right? Then they really disempowered not only themselves and their company, but the employees.
Mm-hmm. No, it's so true. So true. I love that. Yeah. So what we look at is really what we create and what we grow and what we expand.
Absolutely.
So let's work on expanding what we really want to expand.
let's do that.
All right.
Okay. So, and we're going to talk this next segment coming up, you know, how do we move through the pain and discomfort of, you know, family members and all that really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're giving you some tips, but even more coming up.
We'll be back with Transition Radio and your hosts, Paula Shaw and Candy Foster.
Baby boomers, are you prepared? In a recent study from Transamerica, 45% of baby boomers are expecting a financial decrease in their standard of living after retirement. If you live into your 90s, you can go without a paycheck for 30 years. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton from Sexton Advisor Group. With almost 20 years in the business, I can answer your retirement questions. Get your complimentary retirement guide by calling 1-800-560-2611. That's 1-800-560-2611. Or go to SextonAdvisorGroup.com. That's S-E-X-T-O-N advisorgroup.com.
Is living in today's fast-paced world making you feel stressed and out of balance? Are anxiety, sleeplessness, depression, lack of focus, or weight gain robbing you of your relationship and your energy? If you're ready for change, you need to call Paula Shaw at Rebalancing You. Paula helps you identify and eliminate self-sabotaging thinking and behavior. Using a wide variety of mind-body techniques, she provides her clients with the most effective processes for their specific needs. To book a rebalancing session with Paula, call 858-480-9234. That's 858-480-9234.
We're back with Transition Radio, exploring the world of change. And now here's your hosts, Paula Shaw and Ken D. Foster.
Welcome back to Transition Radio, and today we're talking about how to survive a vacation. Actually, it's more like how to thrive in a vacation.
Yes, I love that. A positive perspective.
Absolutely. You know, Paula, a lot of people, you know, they're probably wondering, well, why are you guys talking about this? Where are you guys experts in this
from?
A lot of us don't know our background and don't know who we are and what we do.
They think that talk show hosts are just talk show hosts.
They do, but we actually had a life before talk show and during talk show.
And after, hopefully.
And after, hopefully, too, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and I think really a lot of people don't realize we're both authors. I have written two books, Chakras, The Magnificent Seven, which is a book teaching you how to work with those energy centers in your body that really make a huge difference mentally, emotionally, and physically. And my most recent book, Grief, When Will This Pain Ever End, is a book that really teaches people, it gives them processes, tools to help them actually move through the grief and not get stuck in it. And I think a lot of people don't realize that grief is not just about death. It's the normal, natural response to any loss. And so in my practice, I'm helping people who are dealing with the stress and the stressors and the challenges of change and transitions. So that's why, for me, Transition Radio is such a natural, because that's who I'm working with all the time.
You know, and I want to say this. You know, one of the things we did before we became hosts together is we experienced each other's work.
Yes, we did.
I experienced your work, and, you know, because I wanted to make sure if I'm going to be on radio with somebody, I got to be 100% integrous and being able to know that that person is the best I've ever experienced, or at least one of the best, right?
Good point.
And Paula's there, right?
Mm.
And I know you experienced my work too, right? So for the last 21 years now, I've been working as a business coach, a business strategist, a life coach, because what happens in business is a lot of times people come to my practice and they're entrepreneurs. A lot of them are owning multi-million dollar businesses, right? In fact, my wife nicknamed me the coach of the rich and famous because of who's been showing up in my practice over the last 20 years. But what I found is that people all have a lot of the same issues, mm-hmm. okay? Whether you're the multimillionaire, the retired millionaire, you know, just starting out in business, mm-hmm. a lot of us have the same challenges, whether it be challenges in our family, in our relationships, in our communication, in our partnerships, in our understanding the financial models, a lot of things like that. So that's what I do, and I help them. And like you said, you're a best-selling author. I'm a best-selling author. I've got, now have about, I'm just completing my seventh book, which we're going to air here very shortly. It's going to come out, so I'm excited. But I don't think a lot of our listeners know that we have a life before and after.
I think that's really true. Yeah. And I think that this is a perfect time to bring to the fore here some of the tools that we use with clients that maybe that our listeners can use in these family vacation settings that we've been talking about where problems come up, right? You know, because wherever you go, there you are.
Right.
And a vacation is still a part of real life. And real life, as trite as it may be to say it, isn't perfect. You know, we all know that there is no, there are perfect moments, but there's not a perfect life. And just like you were saying, it doesn't matter what economic level you're at, where you live, how many bedrooms are in your house, or what you drive, life still has challenges.
It does have challenges. In fact, that's why the first book I wrote was a book called Ask and You Will Succeed. Mm-hmm. And that book has 35 different categories of life in it and about 1,000 questions, a little over 1,000 questions in there to ask yourself. Why questions? Well, questions can help us redirect our mind, redirect our thinking, mm-hmm. opening up new possibilities, yep. and seeing things in a different light that we've never seen before. So that book, it helps people to really find themselves and find out who they are, what their strengths are, their weaknesses are, their mm-hmm. challenges are, and then to overcome them.
Right. Right. You know, it's funny that we have that in common because my book, too, has a lot of different articles, processes, tools that people can actually use to shift that emotional, energetic state. And I think one of the tools I was just thinking about that I like so much is so simple, and I think it would be a fun thing to share with our listeners, because one of the things that creates stress, especially on a vacation, right, is the what if question. Mm-hmm. People start getting into anxiety mm-hmm. about the future, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's all these what if questions. Mm. Well, here's a very simple thing you can do, whether on vacation or in real life. When the what if questions start making you anxious, come back to what is statements. Ooh. So instead of what if we miss our flight, the what is could be we're 10 minutes from the airport. You know, we've got TSA nailed down. The bags are packed. Everybody's fine. You know what I say? So look at what is, because that's reality, versus what you worry about might be.
That's a really great tool. That's a really good tool. You know, I have a tool that I'd like to put out there to our listeners too. Mm-hmm. A lot of times on vacation, before vacations or even after vacations, money is an issue.
Oh, amen.
Amen, right?
Yeah.
So I developed a course. It's called Soul and Money, S-O-U-L. Mm-hmm. The letter N is in Nancy, Money, M-O-N-E-Y, or Soul N for now, and Soul and Money. Anyway, in that course, I help people really look at their issues around money, mm-hmm. Around some of the limiting beliefs, subconscious beliefs that they have mm-hmm. going on that's creating these money issues time and time and time again in their life. Mm-hmm. And I challenge people to think and develop a plan to let go of those old beliefs so that they can have money flowing in their lives on a consistent basis, easily, joyfully, and abundantly.
Yes. Right? And it works. I've taken your course.
And yet it works. Hey, baby, it's working in your life.
Oh, yeah. That's true. It is. It makes a huge difference because, again, what we've been saying the whole show, what we focus on, we feed energy to, what we feed energy to expands.
Right.
So if we're looking negatively at money, we're going to expand the negative experience of money, right?
Absolutely. And sometimes money, you know, when money's been lost, If you've had money and you've lost money, and if you haven't gone and really done some work around that, and we call that grief work, right? Mm-hmm. When you let go of the grief.
Sure.
Paula's got these amazing tools for that, you know, and it, where can they get your information, Paula?
Well, either on my website, paulashaw.com.
Right.
If they're interested in the book, Grief, When Will This Pain Ever End, which has a lot of these tools in it, or The Chakras, The Magnificent Seven, they're both on Amazon.
Okay.
So easy to get that way.
That's great. That's great.
And your books are all on Amazon too, right?
They're on Amazon, and they can also go to my website and purchase them directly there. It's called Ken D. as in Donald, Foster.com, KenDFoster.com. You can get my information there. I would like to mention one program that I don't mention a lot, but it's one of my masterpieces. It's called The Greatest Year Ever. And it really helps people to open up the possibility. If you've been challenged more than most out there, Greatest Year Ever is a wonderful tool that can help you to really open up the possibilities and help you let go of some thinking that's really gotten you stuck or in a place of maybe feeling hopeless or not knowing what the next step is for you.
Mm-hmm.
This program is amazing. And they can find it on my website, again, at KenDFoster.com, or then go directly to GreatestYearEver.com. So
cool.
All that's cool because this helps people to have better vacations.
And as we've been discussing, that can be a challenge. That can be a real challenge. You know, you mentioned something about questions earlier.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the things I love is a perspective that Noah St. John is one person who brings it up. I believe you've talked about it too in your books, where a lot of times something is not working in a person's life. Mm. And so what they try to do is just start saying positive affirmations mm-hmm. that are the opposite of what's true.
Right.
Well, we've got this subconscious mind, you know, that goes, wait a minute. You know, like, for example, if I don't have enough money and I'm worried about money and I start saying, oh, I am so abundant. Money flows to me so easily. My bank account runneth over.
Right.
My subconscious mind is going to go, that's not true.
Right.
And now it's going to start looking for all the reasons that that isn't true. So it's really energetically working in the opposite way that I want it to. But we can very simply change that by just saying, how do I have so much money in my bank account? Why does money flow to me so easily?
Those are great questions.
How can it be so much fun to have all this money?
Yeah.
Now the subconscious mind is looking for the answers because it loves to find answers. And
why
now
do
it's
I have
working
such an amazing
you.
Co-host? I love that. I love
Amen.
That question.
Amen. How can, did I land such a good ghost?
And we can apply those types of questions to vacations. Why is my vacation going to be so amazing?
Yes.
How come my family members are so brilliant?
Right.
Why is it so much joy and fun to be with
yes.
the person you don't like?
Yes.
You know,
how
yeah.
do I get along with everybody
right.
every moment?
Exactly. Exactly. So we can really shift that into a positive place
yes.
where again, if you think right, you'll feel right.
And I think what we've been saying all this time, Ken, is really we create our reality.
That's right.
Right? How you approach it, whether you react or you respond, you know, how you come to the situation really can create it to be far more the way you want it to be.
Isn't that the truth? And we'll be right back.
Okay.
We'll be back with Transition Radio and your hosts, Paula Shaw and Ken DFoster.
There's a question many of us ask ourselves when we are grieving. When will this pain ever end? Life transition coach and grief recovery specialist Paula Shaw wants you to know there is light at the end of the tunnel. In her new best-selling book, Paula gives you information and practical exercises you can use right away in your recovery process, including breathing methods, the emotional freedom technique, energy psychology work, and many other healing tools. Grief, When Will This Pain Ever End? Available now on Amazon.com.
We're back with Transition Radio, exploring the world of change. And now, here's your hosts, Paula Shaw and Ken DFoster.
welcome back to Transition Radio. We have been talking about how to survive the family vacation.
And thrive
the family vacation. And now we're going to take a little bit of a look at how do we transition back to the real world. And I got to tell you, I'm fresh from having just done that. In fact, I want to confess that after this fabulous vacation that I had up in the Sierras, I always bring a little sagebrush home with me, and because it makes the car smell so good, because especially when it gets warm. And the other morning, after coming home and having this just beautiful week away with my children, I got in my car after I came out of the gym, because I was, you know, back in the swing of things, and I picked up the sagebrush and I smelled it and I burst into tears.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it was.
And why,
like,
was that? Why was that? Do you know?
I think there was a little bit of sadness that it was, you know, that experience was gone for another year. So we're dealing with some loss.
Right.
And also, I think it was just gratitude for how wonderful that experience had been. And, you know, smells are great ways of triggering memories in the brain. Yeah. And that smell of the sagebrush, it was just, ugh.
You know what I love about that is it leads right into how to transition these vacations, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now we're your vacation is over, and you know, how did you plan the transition? I think that's a really good question.
Mm.
Some people will take an extra day or two in the transition. I know,
right.
I try to do that all the time,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. I had that. And it was needed, definitely needed.
It is needed, because I think there's a time to savor the vacation.
Yes.
There's a time to get still again and maybe break out a journal. And if you're not a person that journals, maybe this is your time to do it. I know when I worked with Tony Robbins, he said to me, Ken, if life is worth living, it's worth recording. And I thought, you know, that makes a lot of sense. And he got me into a habit of journaling for about 10 years before I wrote my first book. So it was powerful.
That's
but
great.
Journaling is a really good way to start to savor and write out the experiences of, you know, the joys, the challenges, and of course, where we can improve.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's always a good
You're
area
on Transition
to look at.
Radio.
Yeah.
Always thinking about how we can improve and grow and develop and have our life
make
even better.
Make those transitions smoother and more productive.
And more productive.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's our whole goal here, really, right? To bring information, processes, tools to people to help make those changes smoother and more productive.
Absolutely.
Because I think you're right. You know, for some people, going back to the real world, as they put it, after a vacation is hell. It's really a difficult thing for them to do, and they dread it.
Yeah.
And that is something to think about. You know, if you're dreading your everyday life, maybe it's time for some change.
Yeah, I mean, so how long do you want to dread your life? I think that's a really good question.
Yeah.
Or how long do you want to stay in a place where you feel grumpy or upset or worried or concerned? You know, I think those kind of types of questions can help us to really introspect and decide, you know, life is short.
Mm-hmm.
And are we maximizing our life? And, you know, again, I said a little earlier, Paula, but it was, you know, how do we judge our life? At the end of our life, we look back.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to, you know, look back and say, wow, you know, I spent all these hours at work, right? Or are you going to look back and say, you know, I spent a lot of time and with a sense of fulfillment, with making my family and friends happy and felt a sense of love and joy and compassion in my life.
Yeah.
Helped others grow and develop and learn, and we put out some positive energy in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, how are you going to look back? I think it's a good question.
And it's so critical. I remember a client I had once who was dealing with a lot of illness and with anxiety, couldn't sleep through the night. Just there was this total meltdown going on. And it was all around the job, which she, and what was so interesting, this is the craziest thing, after working with me for a few months, she ended up actually going back to the exact same job, but with a whole new attitude. And now she is thriving in that situation. So I think sometimes we have to get out because we can't change the situation. But it's definitely worth exploring what we can change in ourselves that can change a situation for us.
You know, I love that. I have a client that hired me several months ago, and she set up a plan. She's been a nurse for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And she decided that was not her forte anymore, that it wasn't helping her grow, develop, evolve. So
right.
She put together a plan. She wanted to become a coach herself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And went through the school. And she, a lot of challenges came up for her when she was in transition, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you know, just the fact that she's going to get out of a career that she'd been in for 20 years.
Yeah.
Just
wow.
That thought scared
yeah.
her, right? Scared me. You know? I'm just playing. But you know, it's, so she went through the process, and at the end, 2 weeks ago, she just quit her job, right?
Mm.
And now she's out there. She's free flying and she's doing great.
Oh,
she's got several clients showing up. She's mm-hmm. doing what she needs to do to transition.
Mm-hmm.
She's built up reserves so that she could do this properly,
oh, great.
Right? She
great.
Got the right planning. She got, you know, we developed a plan.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what we need to do. Even coming back from vacation,
mm-hmm.
I think a plan is good.
Mm, okay. Good idea.
Isn't that a good
yeah,
idea?
Yeah, you got to think ahead. That's mm-hmm. true. Mm-hmm. Preparation does help you to make a change more smoothly. I was just thinking, you reminded me of a client I had once. She had moved here from Massachusetts. She had this huge family in Massachusetts that she loved. You know, they were like this really close Catholic Irish family, spent every Sunday together, that kind mm-hmm. of thing. But she was here with no one. And I said to her, what are you doing here? She wasn't happy. You know, there was anxiety and depression, all these things going on. She said, well, I can't leave because I have a pension with this job here. And I said, so she was young, you know, she was like right. in her late 30s. I said, right. how many years are you going to stay here disconnected from your family and unhappy so that you can get that pension when you're 65? And you know what? At first, she really did not like what I had to say, and she
right.
rebelled because I was talking big time change
That's
to
right.
her. But guess what? Just like your client, yeah. eventually, but you know, she was sort of dragged to it kicking and screaming. There had to be problems at the office that exacerbated things because sometimes the universe does that, you
right.
know. If we keep turning away from what we need to do,
yeah.
it brings the lesson in a little more difficult way. She finally left and went back to Massachusetts, is there thriving with her family all around her and Sunday dinners. And she's a new person.
I just love that.
And guess what?
Yeah.
She ended up getting a job at the same kind of a place, and they matched the original pension. So she didn't lose anything.
Isn't that amazing? So, you know, that's such an important point, what you made. You know, the universe, God, you know, energy, whatever you're going to call this. Okay, life. Mm-hmm. Life gives us a little tap. And then
if
you don't pay attention,
like.
You get a little bigger tap.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't pay attention, you get 2x4 eventually.
Yeah.
You know, so what are those taps? Well, the taps are, a lot of times they can be dissatisfaction,
mm-hmm.
tolerations. What are you tolerating?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's,
are you tolerating, like your client, are you tolerating, you know, a boss that's, you know, just critical
mm-hmm.
or, you know, tearing you down?
You
or
can't please.
Are you tolerating, you know, just putting up with yourself not playing at a bigger level?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
How about people who are tolerating a commute that's unbearable every day,
oh.
an hour and a half in traffic?
Correct. Yeah.
Stressors.
Yeah.
Huge stressors.
Maybe you're listening to us on the road right now and mm. you're wondering, wow, why am I doing this? Well, one of the good things, you're listening to a show that's
Thank
helping
God
you grow
we're saving
and
them from being miserable in
anybody,
the traffic.
I think they saved themselves. But you know, if you're tolerating things in your life, we weren't meant to tolerate,
mm.
okay? Sure, you can sacrifice for your children and sacrifice for your job and things like that. But if you're tolerating things that are making you miserable,
mm.
then you really either have to do one or two things. You have to either somehow change your attitude, right? Change your mind.
Mm-hmm.
or you have to move on.
Change your circumstances.
Change your circumstances, mm-hmm. right?
Totally.
You know, for some of us, you know, it's you know, you've been in circumstances that just are not good, and you need to either, you know, move on now or
yeah.
Or what, how long you, I guess the question I always like to ask is my clients, how long do you want to stay miserable?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When you can answer that honestly, then you can say, you know, I don't want to stay miserable at all. Okay. Then find a coach like myself or Paula and map out a plan,
mm-hmm.
and take charge of your life again. I think what you said earlier, Paula, when people take 100% responsibility for their circumstances, for their money, mm-hmm. for their relationships, for their family, for they take responsibility, okay? Then and only then can we start to change.
Yes.
Because we can't put it on somebody else.
That's exactly right.
Okay?
And even though every change comes with loss and right. every change comes with some discomfort,
right?
It's how we grow. It's how we stay interested in life. It's how yeah. we keep thriving.
Yeah.
So we really have to learn to embrace that change. And that's why we have Transition Radio here.
We're
right?
all about change. And so
embrace the change.
Yeah. If you felt a little heavy with this conversation, then listen to the show again and listen to it again. And, you know, maybe there's some pieces in here that you need to understand that they're really there to push your buttons so that mm-hmm. those buttons can be healed, move past, and dissolved so that you have more joy, more happiness, and more love in your life.
Absolutely. And that's what we want for every one of you.
Absolutely.
And next week, be sure to join us because we've got some real change agents who are going to be on the show who have revolutionized the
industry
of
a whole
insurance.
Industry.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
going to be exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. So we thank you so much for joining us. We hope you'll continue to let your friends and family and everyone know about our show. You can hear this show on Blog Talk Radio and iHeartRadio. Of course, we're on AM 1170 here in San Diego on KCBQ. And also 11 stations across the country. We're also on Roku, Facebook, Twitter, Google TV, YouTube. And of course, if you'd like to download some of our past episodes, go to our show page at transitionradioshow.com. transitionradioshow.com.
And if you're listening to a podcast, please feel free to write a review. We'd love to know how you feel about the show.
Yes, and let us know how you're doing on Facebook too. If this some of these messages and guests are helping you, let us know. We love your feedback.
And thanks. We'll see you all next week on Transition Radio. Good evening.